Well, I'm wrapping up coverage here at the 2025 Illinois State Fair, but I'm not going to do so without a visit to the building that contains all of the wonderful Illinois wine. And I've got Lisa Ellis, who's executive director of the Illinois Grape Growers and Vintners Association, or to put it plainly in the branding, Illinois Wine. Yeah. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Let's talk Illinois wine. This is a great idea, first of all, a place where folks can sample. Now, there are a couple places around the fairgrounds where folks can sample wine or wine slushies, but this is a little bit more all-encompassing. Tell us a little bit about how all this got started.
Sure. So we've been at the fair for decades prior to my being with the organization. I guess the urban legend is we used to have this kind of a tasting experience in the Grand Ballroom, which it's my understanding, I don't know if it burned down or it got tore down, but it doesn't exist. But back in the day, it was a great spot to be. And since that time, up until about 4 years ago, we've been moved around the fairgrounds to multiple locations for this tasting experience. It's not very pleasant to sample wine when sweat is dripping out of your ears, which can happen in August. So when Rebecca Clark took over as fair manager, we had a meeting with her and we told her what some of our challenges were in getting more wineries to participate and properly showcasing our product. And she did make a decision to move us into this building. And we're eternally grateful for that. This really gives people a chance to cool off, relax, and enjoy wine samples from this year. We have 11 wineries here. And then last year, the organization started bringing wines from all over the state that were submitted in our wine competition. So we have a double booth here with award-winning wines from wineries all over the state.
And do they do a contest here at the state fair for that, or is that conducted elsewhere?
Well, we run the Illinois State Fair Wine Competition, and we do that in June in advance of the fair. And at the Governor's Sale of Champions next week, this year, like every year, a case of the Best of Show wine will be up for auction as a way to support fair activities and 4-H and things like that.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time. I bet that's going to be quite the take for somebody there.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we don't raise as much money as the animals do. But this year, I'm pretty excited, and I'd like to see more of this happen here. Before the auction, we are working with Lee Stremstifer of the Illinois Breeders Association, and he wants to host a dinner for the kids, their families, and the buyers in advance of that. And so we will be hosting that here. We have very close proximity to the Coliseum where the auction will be held.
We always think agriculture. A lot of us think corn and soybeans and wheat, but this is an extension of agriculture, agritourism with food. You need drink, and that's something that I think needs to be a presence of folks' minds. There's been wineries that have popped up all over the state of Illinois. We've got a wine trail downstate, a couple of them. There are some nice wineries throughout East Central Illinois, Northern Illinois. And they're destinations. They bring people in, and that is valuable for those areas. In your time of being involved with Illinois wine, the big push, I'm sure, there to help those wineries be successful, what's that been like in helping grow the wine industry in Illinois?
Well, it's challenging because we're not as funded as an industry as other aspects of Illinois agriculture are. So our ability to market to the general public has been inconsistent. We are in a good position for the coming year, and we're working legislatively to provide some sort of regular funding mechanism, which will free up our time and provide some continuity. We compete a lot. Missouri is very close to us, right? They have had a couple million dollars every year to support their industry with research, education, and marketing for decades. And everybody knows about Missouri wineries, and it's only been in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years that we've done a really strong focus on marketing. Last year, we rolled out a new Illinois wine guide. We have a new map. We have an app that people can download. If you just look for Illinois wine in your app store, Google Play or Apple, whatever works for your device. And so we're trying to make it easier for people to find us. But still, in those years, like we're coming off a year where we didn't have funding and you're trying to eke through, a lot of the things that we had started a couple of years ago, we had to stop. So we still don't have shelf space in grocery stores. We are largely underrepresented by distributors. And so we know that consumers are interested in local products. And so we look forward to our continued efforts to move the needle in the right direction for our industry.
Well, and it's important to know that so many of these wineries serve as areas where folks can get married, they can hold conventions, they can hold little weekend events that draw people to the area. And agritourism there, again, is on the rise. It's huge, and it's important for the success of other businesses as well as the agriculture industry in these areas.
Right. And, you know, the State Fair is our highest traffic event that we participate in, and you alluded to. We actually operate in three locations here. We have the tasting experience here with multiple wineries, but we have a booth in Village of Cultures, and we also have a booth across from the grandstand in the Commodities Pavilion, along with beef and pork, and it's beef, pork, lamb, and wine. And then we have a different winery in there every day. And it's a really great opportunity to talk to people from all over the state. People from all over the state actually do come to the fair. And I like to think that people who are coming into this location, you know, they're serious. It's not easy to find on the fairgrounds. We're off the beaten path. And so the folks that are coming here are looking to find their new favorite wine. You know, we try and help them. We have people who will come in here and buy cases, and that's all great, because if the wineries aren't doing well, then the grape growers have nowhere for their product. And grapes, I don't know if you know this, grapes are the highest value specialty crop in the United States.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. And grapes can be grown in every single state and are grown in every single state. It's not just France. It's not just California. It's not just New York. They're grown everywhere. We grow different things. We grow different varietals based on our weather. So we cannot grow good Zinfandel grapes in Illinois, but we can grow a nice Marquette or a Chamberson. So you can still get the style of wine you like. It might just be a different grape. And why not try it, right? I mean, how many more cabs do we need in the world, right? You know, but yeah. Try a nice dry Chamberson with your next steak, and I bet you'll be real happy.
Well, and so many people have wide palates out there. You know, there's people that, hey, it's wine, and I'll drink it. And then you have some that are a little snobbish, and they like, and that is fine. You want to be able to cater to every type of wine drinker out there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think that I like to say that we have the friendliest industry, right? And wine people get in their own way. some of my members might even disagree with me, but it should be approachable. It is approachable. And I think it's easier here in the Midwest to ask a question. I mean, honestly, you look around this room, we have the winemakers in here. And where does that happen, right? So you can ask them about the grapes that they grew and the crew that they took to pick them. And you can ask them how they made the wine. And it's really just fascinating. So, you know, I like to think that we're more approachable than the average bear. And my dad used to always say, the only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. And I've never experienced one of our wineries making someone feel inferior because of a question that was asked.
It is definitely a great industry, lots of friendly folks. And whenever you're looking to relax, you want that.
Yeah. And I mean, while we're talking, we are coming up on our biggest wine festival of the year, which will be in September, which is Illinois Wine Month. The third week of September, we'll have, I think, 24 or 25 Illinois wineries that will take over the town of North Utica near Starved Rock. That event is called Vintage Illinois. It'll be our 23rd year, I believe. I don't have any notes in front of me, so.
But I caught you off spy.
I believe it's our 23rd year, and tickets are available at vintageillinois.com. So if anybody's listening and wants to come check out our friendliest industry in the state, I invite people to consider a trip to Utica that weekend.
And it's always great to just wander in to check it out. And they're friendly. So if it's something that you're not well-versed in, they're going to help you out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need these kinds of events where we have that person-to-person contact, again, because our producers are very boutique. I mean, we're not mass-producing large amounts and shipping it out all over the world. So if you're really looking for that local experience, you want to support small business, they're retail businesses, we're part of agriculture, we're part of tourism. I mean, you can check so many boxes by supporting a local winery.
Absolutely. Lisa Ellis with Illinois Wine, thanks for joining us. Before we leave with you here, folks need to go to illinoiswine.com, correct? Is there anywhere else that they need to go to start the trek on maybe even planning a wine weekend out?
Well, on illinoiswine.com, you can click on the Find a Winery tab, and then you can also click on our calendar of events to find things. And the only other website that is a standalone is vintageillinois.com. But again, you can get to all of that stuff also if you download our app in the App Store and just look for Illinois Wine. It's Illinois Wine everywhere.
Very good. Thanks for spending some time with us and talking about this, and all the best this week at the Illinois State Fair.
Oh, thank you so much. We're looking forward to a successful fair.
That is Lisa Ellis with Illinois Wine. If you missed any of the reports this week, you can make sure to check out WITYradio.com under the Down on the Farm, and on our new 4-H and FFA page, we will have the 2025 Illinois State Fair reports. Go back and listen on demand. That wraps up our coverage. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.